That's the band on 91.3 WYSO and the third in our three tunes that make up our Thursday Threads. Congratulations to Greg, who's on the phone. You can still call, win tickets to see String Theory tonight. That's at 769-1998. We're going to give you a little taste of things to come in just a moment as we've got String Theory live in the studio. You're listening to Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. Thursday Threads wrapping. Stay close. Example of the Mimirex version of our live in studio guests today, and we're about to hear some live tunes, live created by human hands on organic strings. It is a great pleasure to welcome the Richter Ouser Duo to the studio. Gentlemen, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Nikki.
You're at the Sears Recital Hall tonight at the University of Dayton, and you have brought a new perspective on tunes that, in many cases, I was looking through your discography. Many of these tunes I know, but not as you do them. Tell us a little bit about how you recognize this beautiful symbiosis of guitar and cello. And by the way, nice pairing.
I think by accident first. You know, Victor and I met each other at Victor's University, Weber State University in Ogden, Utah, and we just hit it off right away, and neither one of us had planned to have a cello guitar duo, but because we had musical tastes in common and played together well, it just made a nice match.
Yeah, it does. And I have often, even as a child, I felt such resonance. I learned to play guitar, but that was just because it was maybe a smaller thing and more available. But I've always been drawn to the cello because of the I didn't know. I didn't know why. And all my life, though, there's something just solo cello music was so soothing. And someone pointed out because roughly it has the same range as the human voice.
That's exactly right.
Love that.
I can make it sound not very human if I play too high, but it's not very pleasant.
Right. It's like a baby crying. Makes you feel a little bit ill at ease. But I love that. And I wonder, did you recognize that in the course of your musical sort of being drawn to one thing or another? Was that something that you were cognizant of?
Not at very early stages. When I was younger, I was, of course, drawn to the virtuosity of violinists. And many cellists just really try to get that technical ability, and cello tries to mimic that in a similar way that double bass tries to mimic the cello. We always look for the, our next higher sibling,
right,
in pitch. But then as I, was growing musically, I started recognizing the depth and, what something, deeper that cello carries in its sound and the repertoire that you can play, by, great composers and how they used cello in their works.
Yeah.
So it took me a little while. First, I was really into playing high and fast.
And fancy, probably.
Yeah.
So that's probably like one of the first impetus to be the most sort of dazzling as you can be.
That's right.
We're speaking with Victor Uzer and Brad Richter, who together have a duo that I always like to count strings. So we got 10 strings, 20 fingers, and great, great sounds. If you'd be so kind, your new album is called String Theory, so that's why I've been saying that all morning. And if you'd be so kind as to play us a song.
We'd love to. In fact, it's funny that we were just talking about the cello playing high and fast. That's the song.
It's the Richter Uzer duo live in the studio on 91.3 WYSO.
This is Carpathian Cello.
And that's the sound of us moving the vocal mics out of the way. Thank you.
the Richter Oozer duo live and in the studio on 91.3 WYSO. I love that song. Where, oh, here, I have to put you, I got so excited here, I turned your mics down. Yes, I did not expect you to whistle there. That was just absolutely delightful.
I didn't want to pick your microphone, so I turned away a little bit.
Perfect, it was perfect. Tell me about the origin of that tune.
Well, I actually wrote this tune based on Eastern European melodies.
It has a Slavic, when I started thinking about like a bit of a Slavic sad soul to it.
Yeah, I was inspired a lot by Romanian gypsy music uh-huh. and Bulgarian, and there's some things from Serbia and Montenegro.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And remind me the name again, if you would.
Carpathian, call from Carpathian Mountains.
Yeah.
That's where Dracula lives.
Oh. Well, now that gives it a new tone, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I like it. Richter Oozer Duo live and in the studio on 91.3 WYSO. They are at the Sears Recital Hall tonight. That's in the Jesse Phillips Humanities Center, part of the arts series presented at University of Dayton. The show gets underway at 8 p.m., and again, that is tonight. I'll have a pair of tickets when we're done to give away as well. So where do you call home, the both of you?
Well, I live in Tucson, Arizona. And Victor lives in Ogden, Utah.
Utah.
It's true. Really,
they have a good symphony out there, don't they? They're somewhat known for their symphony orchestra.
They have a very nice symphony orchestra.
Yeah.
I teach there at the Weber State University, pronounced Weber.
Oh.
I teach cello there, and that's north of Salt Lake City, but in the same valley, in the same basin.
Yeah, you might not expect a great classical music presence there in the mid of our large western square states, but it turns out there's a lot going on.
Surprisingly, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you meet then? How did the meeting occur?
Well, I was hired by Weber State University to write a piece for the university to pay homage to Lake Bonneville, which is the prehistoric lake that preceded the Great Salt Lake. And cello was part of the ensemble, and Victor had just gotten his position as professor there. We met and hit it off right away, and he became part of that piece, and then really from that point on helped me construct the piece and hire the rest of the musicians. And we originally started to tour as a larger ensemble with...
all strings?
Well, it was guitar and cello with singer, percussion, and originally we were going to do choir as well.
Like a rock band? More like a rock band?
Kind of, yeah. In a way, we were headed to some sort of fusion between rock and classical. And as we continued, we just realized we enjoyed playing together more than we enjoyed playing with everybody else. And so one by one, the others were eliminated until it was just down to the two of us.
I can see that final meeting. Yeah, Victor and I were talking. yeah, we enjoy doing it. Well, it's very nice. It's a nice symbiosis that you have going there. And would you be so kind as to play another for us?
Love to. Speaking of wanting to be a rock band, this is another thing that we do quite a bit. This is just really a cover or an arrangement of Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, lovely. We're talking to the Richter Oozer Duo live in studio. They're at the UD Sears Recital Hall tonight at 8 o'clock, and they're right here on Excursions on 91.3. We got the Richter Ouser duo live in studio. A little taste test before the show gets underway tonight at UD Sears Recital Hall. String Theory is the name of their new record. If people would like to find out a little bit more about the two of you, where could they look online?
RichterOoserDuo.com.
There we go.
Oh, sorry.
My bad. I get so excited. This is lovely.
Again. RichterOoserDuo.com. And I'm sorry, it's a mess to spell, but it's Richter, R-I-C-H-T-E-R, Ouser, U-Z-U-R,
wow.
Duo.com.
The whole thing I keep wanting to say Ouzo is I explained, which is a lovely aperitif. But, you know, I'll tell you what, we'll put some information up on our website, too, a little link there, and information about the show. Again, that's tonight at 8 o'clock. And how fun. You must, like, try to hurry through everything else in your life so you can get together and rehearse the next time.
It's true. When we're on the – because we live so far apart, when we're on the road, we do a lot of our composing and arranging, and we're often just eager to get to the hotel room, and then we're there 5 or 6 hours working on a new piece. We were doing that last night until quite late, trying to write a new song.
Fun.
Well, it is fun.
I think you should write a theme song for my show. That's what I think.
Done.
Okay. Okay.
When do you need it by?
Never. I mean, to say it's on your schedule. When it comes, we'll that's when we'll start using it. That's too fun. What a delight and a great deal of energy. And you can, of course, see for yourself tonight. I'll have a pair of tickets. I know I said that I'd only make you do you have just one more little one? I hate to be greedy, gluttonous, but did you have just a little, one more little something?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure. What do you feel like, Victor? Yeah, of course.
Like 1 minute?
Well, perfect. And then I'll tell you what, then we'll go right into the Writer's Almanac, a beloved part of excursions here on a weekday, and it'll be actually perfect timing. I'll say again, first of all, thank you, Victor, and thank you, is it Brad?
Yes.
I have bad eyesight. Brad and Victor for coming here and giving us a little taste of what's happening tonight at 8 o'clock at the Sears Recital Hall. That's right there on the campus of the University of Dayton. Gentlemen, thank you. What is this one minute extravaganza? What do you call it?
Flight of the Bumblebees. Oh, well, Rimsky-Korsakov.
We know. Is it really only a minute?
Yeah. Or
when you guys play it, it's normally a minute 30, but you're like, that good.
We'll go faster.
Yeah. Richter Uzo Duo live on 91.3. So much. Thanks for coming here today. Have a great show tonight.
Thanks, Nikki.
And if Thank you'd you. Like to find out more, we're going to post something on the Wise Host site, and we'll have some archived audio there as well. Check our Facebook. You can check around over at UD. I'm going to get, well, let me spell your website again. It's Richter Uzer Duo, and that's R-I-C-H-T-E-R. UZURDuo.com. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having
Thanks.
me.
Thanks.